What's up, guys? Welcome to Heart in the Paint, and in this episode, we talk about the future of Marvel Studios and Disney Plus and the huge productions they are working on. Let's talk about it right now in Heart in the Paint. Let's go. Welcome, true believers, to Heart in the Paint podcast. If you are new to this channel, if you love Marvel, DC, comics, TV, film, everything that goes into all those topics I just said, please hit that subscribe button. Or if you are listening to us on the Anchor app, hit that favorite button. At any time that you love the content that you're doing, hit that thumbs up and hit that like button. Thank you so much for listening, and let's get on into this new episode. Okay, guys, before we get into this content, let's hear a word from our sponsors. All right, guys, so we have to go over a lot of stuff that has been putting out. The closer and closer we're getting to these big productions, as well as the merger of Marvel and Fox, where we get all the IPs. We've been talking about it for so long. I don't know if you guys have been noticing that I haven't really been venturing into the Marvel in-game stuff. Actually, guys, I know I'm going to do as best I can. I'm gonna do the best that I can, okay, to not really dig too deep into, because honestly, guys, I really want to be surprised. I'm not gonna try to even spoil it for you guys, but I will always do theories and predictions. If there is any leaks that come out, I'm not really going to bring it. So from here on in, all the way up into Marvel, Avengers Endgame, I'm not really going to do any kind of leaks. I already have pretty much the full update of Captain Marvel. I have one of my good friends that is in the industry that told me about the film and his kind of review to me. Now, again, not really crazy spoilers, but I'm going to keep it for myself and not really spoil it, because I do want to respect the production and all that kind of stuff. So I did want to put that out there. So with all that being said, let's kind of get into the content here. So a lot of stuff has been kind of taken out and put in social media everywhere, and a lot of people are just kind of glazing over it. Now, you guys know how much I've been talking about the Disney Plus service and where, when it's going to be launched in this coming up holiday of 2019, I think it's going to change a lot. Now, I just like DC Universe, right when they came out, it was not really strong. Did they have like a lot of content on the actual streaming service? No, but I don't think we'll get this. I think when Disney Plus comes, it's going to come really, really strong. So let's talk about the content that we heard that Kevin Feige dropped. So the multiple plan Marvel Studios Disney Plus series will be entirely interwoven with both the current MCU, the past MCU, and the future of the MCU, claims President Kevin Feige. So what does this mean? What does this say? Now, we already know the type of series that is coming out, and we already know that it's coming out, what we've talked about before. We have the Loki origin kind of series coming out. I think they're working on that right now. They are actually working on that right now. We have... what's the other one that we were talking about? The Vision and the Scarlet Witch. Well, the Scarlet Witch and Vision, is because it's pretty much centered around Scarlet Witch. The Scarlet Witch and the Vision series is coming out. We have Winter Soldier and Falcon series coming out. And there's supposedly a Lady Sif. I'm not sure. But we know that there are some series coming out that they're really, really putting together. Even rumored that Kevin Feige is on the fence about having the Fantastic Four or an X-Men TV series coming out. Now, I did say that I was going to put out a video explaining how the X-Men will be transitioned into the MCU. I'm taking a little bit more time, but I am going to give some breadcrumbs here. Now, not only has Kevin Feige said this, but we have said this too, of kind of what we can think. Now, again, guys, the reason why I bring this type of, if I can say confidently, value into this type of content in Heart in the Paint podcast, that I work in this industry, not only on set as an actor, but I also work behind the cameras and work with people and rub shoulders around people within the same industry, okay? So I like to think like a director, and sometimes I like to believe that I think like a director. So just thinking about a producer and a boss man in this position, and thinking about, because the X-Men franchise is huge, and you would want to spread that out into not only the MCU, but also in the streaming service that you will have. Now, this streaming service, I've said before, guys, is almost as matching the same type of budget and the same type of quality that you would get in on the silver screen. That's huge. That's going to be huge. And to actually have these original actors that play the characters in the MCU to be on a TV series, and I get more excited for the TV series, guys, and hear me, because you have more time. You have much longer series, and the film isn't over. If the film is not over in 2 hours, you can just go to the next episode, and then we're probably going to get episodes around 8, maybe 10 or 12, maybe. I'm maybe thinking around a max of 15. You know, maybe in the first series, Loki might be coming like 8 episodes, and then the next series is longer and longer and longer. But I mean, I wouldn't even be surprised if they come out with 21 episodes. To say all that, okay, guys, we are going to get series that's going to be intertwined. Now, I would not even be shocked that Disney buys Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after this season on ABC. I would not be surprised at all. But just what they did and what they have done with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC, that is still a series that is on that network that is kind of interwoven into the MCU. So we're going to have series on the Disney Plus service that once we see after Avengers Endgame, just like Winter Soldier and Falcon is literally going to be after the Avengers Endgame, we're going to see TV series that is literally directly, you see them from silver screen, you go back home and the series comes out, you see them on there. That's crazy. Now, I can take so much more time to break that down and how historic that is and how much that's a game changer and we've never seen that before. Disney is changing the game, and they already have the whole summer because all Disney's productions are coming out this summer, and they're just going to just take everybody. But so that's that. I do want to get into the next content where we're talking about the Eternals here. Now, I'm really excited about the Eternals. I love what Jack Kirby did with the Eternals as well as the reboot, and really kind of get into that content and kind of refreshing myself into that content right now. I'm reading that comic book, but really there's some news that came out that the upcoming Marvel Studios Eternals movie may very well be an epic that spans tens of thousands of years, teases producer Kevin Feige. Now, this confirms of a set or something that was being filmed. And I think, if I remember, I think it was World War One. It was a set in World War One or something like that, or in Korea or something like that, which I think will be a part of the Eternals. We kind of approached that a long time ago, like a couple months ago, when we talked about it, saying that this might be something about the Eternals movie that might be connected to the Eternals movie. But I think that we're going to, just like Kevin Feige said, we're going to see that type of jumps everywhere, because it does expand that this whole storyline. This is going to be an amazing type of historic film to be into the MCU in a very different tone. And I'm really excited how they take the tone, because I think they've already started writing it, and the person that is doing it, they do a lot of comedic films. So it's really, really, really interesting how we're going to see that really portrayed and stuff like that. So yeah, so a lot of stuff has been given out, guys. So I really want to hear your feedback. Guys, if you are listening to us, please go subscribe to our YouTube, where we're just updating our YouTube, and so it can actually have a place where you can comment and we can all talk together. So please go subscribe to our YouTube channel, where we're still doing those giveaways, guys, where we are actually giving away Avengers Endgame movie tickets. And all you have to do to enter to win that is be a subscriber, like this video, comment on this video, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss anything that we are giving. So I want to really hear from you guys. What did you think about this? Are you pumped for the Disney Plus service as we are? Are you pumped for these Eternal movies? Are you pumped for all these things that are about to happen? And are you even upset that I'm not going to be giving you spoilers on Avengers Endgame? Because I really don't want to. I'm sorry. I'm not going to spoil it. I've been really hesitant on looking any information and digging all that. Nope, not bringing my shovel for that. But that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hear me rant. As always, I'm Justin, and thank you for listening to Heart in the Paint. Stay awesome and stay blessed, guys.
Darkseid has found his last variable of the anti-life equation, but it's not what he thought it would be. He discovered that it's a person he needs, but this person doesn't exist in this universe. In this journey, he and many other heroes and villains alike will discover and unlock universal secrets that have been hidden for so long, and these secrets will bridge the gap between two universes. This is The Edge of Oblivion, an audio and crossover fan event like you've never heard before. Marvel Universe, DC Universe, all in one story, coming April 19th, 2019.